I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When I lived in Africa in the 1980s, a book called The Africans by David Lamb was the guide I often turned to. Lamb had great stories to tell, also some pretty hideous ones, like his account of the Central African Republic, which is where we begin our show today. A military coup has led to chaos there and warnings of a possible genocide. Back in the 80s, it was still recovering from the rule of Jean Bedel Bokassa. He'd crowned himself emperor and was said to practice cannibalism. And here's a great quote Emperor Bokassa gave Lamb about his country's finances and its former colonial ruler. "Everything around here is financed by the French government. We ask the French for money, we get it, and waste it." Bokassa's rule ended in 1979 when French paratroopers took him out of power. Fast forward to today. Again, talk of French troops landing in the Central African Republic, or the CAR as it's called, this time to try and prevent carnage. The battle lines in the country seem to be drawn along both religious and ethnic lines, but the bottom line is this. No one seems to be in control in one of the poorest countries of the world. Rebels and government militias are exacting violence, torture, rape, execution on anyone who gets in their way.
The population is absolutely terrorized. All the world must know that there are inhuman acts here that are not normal, and that those who stand by are all accomplices to this.
That's a priest named Father Frederic Tonfio. Tens of thousands of people have sought refuge in his church, northwest of the capital Bangui. Clearly, one church can't save a whole country, which is why France, again, is considering military intervention in the CAR. Here's French Foreign Ministry spokesman Vincent Floriani speaking to the BBC.
The country is really out of control. People are talking of a situation which is on the verge of genocide. The country could drift into sectarian violence between Christians and Muslims. And this is what we want to avoid.
Floriani says the CAR cannot cope with the violence.
You have a population of about 5 million people and only 7 surgeons. Thousands of people are being killed. This is really a terrible situation.
The emergency chief of UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, is in the CAR. Bob McCarthy says the results of the fighting are deeply discouraging.
Number one, there is no protection, so people are forced to live in the bush. They're living in extremely difficult conditions. Many of them have wounds. The situation for children is bad. They don't have enough food. And they're really fleeing for their lives.
As we said earlier, there's no government to speak of, allegiances that are hard to define. Many worry that the next phase could be violence on a mass scale.